This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Another perennial topic and reminder to put away those garden chemicals. While I'm not big on using them, there are still those partially used pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides that need to be stored safely. First, leave those chemicals in their original containers. If their labels have started to come off, make sure you know what's in them. Use a Sharpie and write it on the container. It's actually illegal to transfer those chemicals into anything else. If you can't remember what the chemical was, then dispose of it properly. Find an area away from heat, freezing temperatures, and sunlight. Preferably up off the floor about 4 feet too. That's for curious toddlers and pet protection. Take a quick inventory of what chemicals you have, then you won't be rushing out next spring and buy something you already have. If you've got chemicals in dispensers, it's best to use them up according to directions, then rinse out your sprayers and allow them to drip dry. For liquid chemicals, you don't want them to freeze. They'll lose their punch. Granulars don't want to get wet. They lose their punch. If you've got an attached garage and the room to store them, it's probably the best spot. A few words of wisdom for transporting your chemicals from store to home: keep them in separate bags in the trunk. Those plastic bags that don't ever break down are the best things to keep those chemicals in. I have more information on my website, gardenbite.com. Not a real sexy subject, but necessary just the same. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.